9 of the Spider Insight Podcast starts now. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Victory Edition of the Spider Insight Podcast. Along with Christian Gravis, I'm Bob Black. We will recap an exciting Patriot League Spider victory on the road at Colgate, and we'll talk with one of the guys who made it happen today, and that's sophomore wide receiver Andreas Hill, coming off of the first career touchdown reception and first career 100-yard receiving game in that Spider victory. Christian, we've talked a lot on this show and elsewhere about big plays for the Spiders. I think Chris Anderson came up with a new term that elevated it for plays like Hill's touchdown, J5's punt return, backbreaking plays. The Spiders had backbreaking plays to lead them to victory last week.
Absolutely, and we had some backbreaking blocks to get those guys into the end zone the way that they did. And yeah, it's huge. It does so much to spark the sidelines and the bench and to get guys engaged. And you know, the one thing that I've seen out of this team so far through the season is just their resiliency and their refusal to give up. And those plays just help so much. And you know, when they both come in the fourth quarter late in the game, especially in an ugly game kind of like we had against Colgate, you know, you just see the resilience in this group.
Yeah, I mean, the stat sheet was tilted towards Colgate. They had over 400 yards of total offense. The Spiders had less than 300, but they found a way to win. And you're going to sound like a coach here, at least I am. Turnover battle normally leads you to victory, and although it was the slimmest of margins, getting the one turnover obviously sealed the victory for the Spiders. Peyton Seelman with the interception, and not having any turnovers, I know, was a personal goal of Ashton Snellsire.
Exactly, and when you look at what happened the week prior at Bucknell with the three turnovers and interceptions, you see that, you know, if you take that into the following week and you do the same thing against Colgate, you know, there's no way you could walk away with a win there. Especially too when your biggest plays of the day come on huge long shot plays, including a punt return for a touchdown.
And hey, congratulations to you. You got two Patriot League Players of the Week, J5, Javion Griffin, Special Teams Player of the Week for the 87-yard punt return for the touchdown. And freshman Ned Gray, who didn't punt at all the week before, has a half dozen of them this week, averaged 40 yards a punt, and was the Patriot League Rookie of the Week.
Exactly. He's out there flipping the field. He's got a career-long 51-yarder under his belt now from the Colgate game. So really awesome to see those guys getting it done. And it's pretty cool when, you know, you get two Players of the Week in 1 week, and they're both on special teams.
Mm-hmm. The special teams all year have certainly been a point of pride for head coach Russ Huseman and Drew Anthony, special teams coordinator. I was thinking about that. You've now got a kickoff return for a touchdown, a punt return for a touchdown. Will McManus has been terrific at putting the ball exactly where the Spiders want it on kickoffs, whether that's right at the goal line or in the end zone. Ned Gray has done his job. The special teams have really been good.
Absolutely. The Spiders are one of five teams in the country to have both a kickoff return and a punt return for a touchdown this season. So it's a pretty exciting stat. And it's interesting because you look at the other teams that are up there with us, and it's like Valparaiso, Wofford, you know, schools that you don't really hear about that often. But, you know, these guys are getting it done on special teams. And, you know, there's so many athletes at the FCS level. And, you know, the return game has been exciting to watch.
Wait a minute while I scribble that note down so that I can have it for Saturday. One of five teams in the country with a punt return and a kickoff return for a touchdown. I love that one. Certainly complimentary football to get a good, solid road win in conference. First ever Patriot League win. Obviously, same location where Russ Huseman got his first Richmond Spider win in his first year with Richmond. Defensive side certainly stepped up at the end of the game when the Spiders needed it. I love the last play. Cam Bird puts pressure on the quarterback, forces the throw that Peyton Seelman picks off.
Absolutely. And the play before that, you get the fumble that, you know, Colgate's quarterback recovers, but still pressuring him, putting that kind of, getting him sweating like that a little bit, per se, to throw the interception at the end of the game to put the game on ice. What Peyton Seelman is doing out there is absolutely incredible. 48 tackles the last three games. We were just saying off air, those are numbers that people put up in an entire season, if that. And he's done it in the last three games. Really awesome to see what he's doing.
And then the other guy I would shout out before we get to our conversation with Andreas Hill would be Tayshawn Burney. I just think every week he's in the middle of something. Last week at Colgate, he had the two pass breakups, one of them on fourth down that gave the Spiders the ball back. And he just seems to be in the middle of everything, almost kind of the X factor for the Spider defense.
He's so consistent. And, you know, he's not at the top of the stat sheet every week, but he just makes plays and he gets his hands on the ball and knocks down passes. And I'm waiting for him to get, you know, another pick or excuse me, he doesn't have one yet this season. I'm waiting for him to get his first pick. That is certainly coming, something I hope to look forward to on Saturday.
Yeah, I think he leads the league or is right up there at the top and passes defended or passes broken up, and the two that he had Saturday were certainly critical, and hopefully he can get his hands on one and hang on to it and get that interception. All right, speaking of a guy who got his hands on the ball and hung on, how about our guest on our Spider Insight podcast today, Andreas Hill, the Spider sophomore wide receiver, had just two catches, but boy, did he make the most of them, 105 yards, the 75-yard touchdown highlight, but he also had a terrific 30-yard catch and run in that game as well. So let's welcome Andreas Hill to our Spider Insight podcast, and thanks for being with us, Andreas, and I just wonder your overall feeling on your performance and it coming in a hard-fought Spider victory Saturday.
Well, I'm just happy that I was finally able to show what I can do, and happy that we got a win, and hopefully just bring it on to this week too.
Two big plays. We called them back-breaking plays, not even big plays, but back-breaking plays. Let me lead up to the dramatic touchdown one. Here's the first one, the 30-yard catch and run, and then I want you to kind of describe it, if you would, for us, and kind of what you saw and how you were able to break these tackles. Shotgun snap for Snellsire. Takes the football, drops back to throw, looks to the near side, and the pass is caught. Andreas Hill at midfield makes a tackle or miss, comes back up the Spider sideline to the 40, and finally pushed out of bounds inside the 30 and down to the 29-yard line. That'll be a 30-yard catch and run for Andreas Hill. Yards after catch for the Spider sophomore wide receiver.
Yak, yak, yak. You love to say that. That was definitely, it was a 9-yard route. He catches it, makes one miss, makes two miss, gets to the outside, picks up 30 yards. You need young guys who aren't getting a lot of plays. You need them to make those type of big plays.
Yeah, so, I mean, the first one, I just caught the ball and took it inside and then saw someone coming, so I took a little step back, and then there was nowhere else to go, so I just had to bring it outside and tried to get as many yards as I can down the sideline. So, yeah, that was pretty exciting.
And then let's go to number two, because number two became number one, the 75-yard touchdown. Here's the replay of it, and then take us through the entire 75 yards. Snellsire rolls to his right, on the run, throws downfield for Andreas Hill, who makes the catch, breaks tackles, and he's on his way. And there he goes, 75 yards, Andreas Hill with his first touchdown reception. It's a huge play, and it gives the Spiders the lead.
There's that lightning in the bottle we talked about. You just need to get back on the field, give this opportunity, the offense an opportunity to make a big play. Andreas Hill, he had a big play earlier. It was a short route. He gets to the outside. This one, man, he Snellsire threads a needle. He catches the ball, makes two miss, and takes it to the house.
What a memorable first touchdown reception that is going to be for the 6'4 sophomore out of Alexandria. Gives the Spiders the lead.
It was actually the first time that we ever ran that play, so I was a little nervous going into it, but I was still confident, so ran the route, saw the ball was a little bit behind me, so I had to come down, catch it, and then I just got hit by one of the defenders in like the perfect way. I was faced right towards the end zone, so I just ran as fast as I could, trying not to get caught.
Now, you said it's the first time that you guys have ran that play. Is that something that you've been installing all season, and this was the first time that it came up in a game?
Well, like, we've had like different variations of that play, and then we talked about it the day before, but we're never able to actually like run it in practice, so that was like the first time that we actually ran that play.
And then given some of the injuries that have come up, Kwanye Vini, Jaden Fair, you know, this obviously moves you up the depth chart. And, you know, Coach had said the week prior that you were going to end up getting more touches, and that's exactly what you ended up doing, albeit it was only two, but there were two explosive plays. What's it like being called upon like that to kind of, you know, step up to the occasion?
Well, you just have to have that next man in mentality, always be ready. And that's along with, like, other players in the field, other players on the team. Like, if they're called, they'll be ready. And I'm pretty confident that anyone can step into that position and do what they need to do.
Once you broke those tackles, there was nobody there. Can you remember thinking anything, or was it pretty much just a blackout moment, and I'm going to run as hard and as fast as I can to get to the end zone?
Yeah, I was just thinking, don't get caught, so I just ran as fast as I could. I remember I looked behind me a few times, thinking, don't get caught.
Can you kind of quantify knowing how much that does help the team? Obviously, the 7 points on the scoreboard, but even more than that, just kind of the emotional uplift that it brings the team.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty exciting seeing my teammates really happy for me too, because I know, like, I've been talking about it. I really wanted to get my first touchdown, and my teammates were just as excited as I am. So it felt really good to see all the support that my teammates gave me.
Talk about your guy J5 too. Obviously, he's getting it done, not necessarily as a wide receiver, but he's in the wide receivers room with you. Was it like watching him take that punt return to the house?
It was crazy seeing him get swung straight to the end zone. I'd never seen something like it. It was just crazy to see him do that.
They almost helped him by swinging him and giving him some momentum to come around and, you know, pick up the speed.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Andreas, what's this year been like in the wide receiver room? Christian mentioned the injuries that have occurred. Nobody likes to see that. But just kind of the camaraderie, the chemistry, how you guys have kind of bonded together through the injuries, and then guys like yourself who are able to step up and make plays.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of sucks that the injuries have happened. But I think we have, like, it's like a brotherhood. That's, like, one of our, like, receiver room, like, mottos is brotherhood. And I think, like, we really, like, embrace that aspect of it. And, like, we're all supporting of each other. And when one person does well, like, we're just as happy as they are. And we're just trying to be the best room on the field.
Mm-hmm. Now, Coach Taylor always says flight crew. He refers to his wide receivers room as flight crew. Yeah. Explain flight crew. What is that?
I think flight crew is just what we call ourselves. Yes, in the beginning of the year, like, what we want to be called. And flight crew just stuck. So
well, you and J5 definitely took flight on Saturday.
Yeah.
You're a little different than most of our wide receivers, because most of them are 5'10", 5'11", and you're what, 6'3", 6'4". How do you use that to your advantage?
I just try to be as physical as I can. Just try to use that in my favor.
Two different quarterbacks throwing you the ball this season in Ashton Snellsire and Kyle Wickersham. Any differences there? Any connection that you got to make sure that you're all on the same page, whether it's Ashton or Kyle?
I mean, they're two different people, but we're all pretty confident in both of them. And, like, whoever's throwing the ball, we're ready with both of them, and we're just excited to have them on the field.
You know, the other thing that Coach Taylor and Coach Uzma talk about all the time with wide receivers is their ability to block. How's your blocking, Andreas?
Well, my blocking's actually gotten a lot better this season, but I mean, last game it wasn't the best. I had a few mistakes, but I've been doing a lot better this year, and I think the whole receiver room has done like a really good job blocking on the perimeter, and I think we're just looking to keep that going.
You made up for him with two big catches last week for sure. What's next for this offense, and particularly this Saturday, back home? I know you got to be excited about that against Holy Cross. Leading into the bye week, it would feel really good, right, to get a dub this week.
Yeah, we're just looking to win, and that's what we're going to do.
Well, let's go do that. Andreas Hill, thanks so much for being our guest.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Andreas. Bob, I'm not sure that Andreas's parents were even born when this happened last, but he is the first receiver to get over 100 yards on just two catches, because obviously it's impossible to do it with any less. Over 100 yards on two catches since Walker Gillette.
That's a big name right there. That's
a
Hall of Fame guy, one of the all-time greats in Spider history. So he's in heady conversation and company to be able to do something like that. And obviously the thing that we liked the most about it, Chris certainly gushed over it, Chris Anderson and all of us, was the yards after catch. Like, he was breaking tackles, not only yards after catch, but yards after contact as well on both of those receptions, the 30-yarder and the 75-yarder, of which he showed some great dance moves at the end as well, but he showed some great moves on the field of play to get to the 105 yards.
Yeah, yak has always been something that I think our wide receivers coach, regardless of who it's been, has always preached. Looking at the stats from the Colgate game, 76 yards after catch, and then Andrew King, too, 42 yards after catch. So these guys refuse to go down. You look at Javion Griffin's punt return, he spins out of two guys trying to tackle him and runs to the end zone.
Look, it's the extra effort this team is going to need here in the back half or back portion of the season. I guess we're already past the halfway point, but it certainly makes Saturday's game that much more dramatic, that much more critical to finally come back home. I know the guys are kind of downplaying this a little bit, but it's been 5 of the first 7 on the road. Now you get, 3 of the last 5 at home with the bye week coming up. So you would think this team has got a little more pep in its step as we watch them practice here early in the week.
Exactly. And there's so much that goes into these road games, and it's the fatigue of traveling and getting to the hotel and, getting to these meetings. And when everything is just here on campus, you sleep in your own bed, I think it makes a huge difference. And also a big thing that's going to make a difference is some of the guys that we're getting back from injury. I mean, the bye week is next week. This is perfect time to get back guys like Gabe Carbajal. Fans will see that Kyle Wickersham is back in the two deep. Jaden Fair, there's rumblings that he can come back post-bye week. Kwanye Vini. So getting these guys back in our offense is going to be huge.
You know, that will certainly excite these guys to get those guys back as well. And you know what else I thought excited this team last week, in addition to Andreas's long touchdown catch and run and the punt return by Javion Griffin? The tush push, Christian. It certainly excited a guy in the broadcast booth, I can tell you that, but the Spiders pulled that out and had it work, and Ashton Snellsire gets it in the end zone.
Spiders are 4-for-8 on fourth down conversions this season. No hesitation from head coach Russ Huseman. Spider offense stays on the field. And they go to the tush push formation. And there it is. The Spiders try the tush push. They move the pile to the goal line. And it is a Richmond touchdown. The tush push from Philadelphia to Hamilton, New York, and it works for the Richmond Spiders as Ashton Snellsire takes it in with help from his teammates from 1 yard out.
Well, look, you and I talked about that last week, too many fourth down going for it out of the shotgun, and we said, hey, man, when you get to fourth and inches, get under the center. You can tush push it, you can hand it off, but we want to see you under that center. The Spiders get under the center. There were no discrepancies, no hiding it. It was tush push all the way, and they get that push they need from that front line, get into the end zone, open the game with a touchdown.
You know, I don't know much about coaching football, but I think in that situation, you have no other option than to do the tush push. And, you know, there's always debate. Is this good for football? Is it bad? You know, what was it, 30 teams said no, that it shouldn't be allowed. And, you know, obviously if Richmond had a vote in there, we're saying yes to the tush push every single time when we're, you know, on the goal line like that. It was great to see. And I could probably hear you stamping your feet from down below.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. As you heard, from Philadelphia to Hamilton, the tush push works for the Richmond Spiders. And look, here's the other thing in all seriousness that we talk about a lot. We talk about how big Kyle is, Kyle Wickersham. It's 6'4", 260, and he certainly is, and he'd be a prime candidate for the tush push. But let's not forget that Ashton Snellsire is like 6'3 and 230 as well, so he's no small quarterback, and he was able to push his way with help from his teammates into the end zone.
Absolutely. And I wonder if our buddy Joe Douglas may have had something to do with this. Maybe he gave coach a ring and said, hey, I think you could try this.
Yeah, that would be interesting, because obviously Joe is back in the front office with the Philadelphia Eagles and was probably there when the whole tush push thing started back in the day for Philadelphia. So that was fun and effective on Saturday as well, and it helped the Spiders to that victory. All right, how about this Saturday? This is really intriguing to me, Christian, as kind of wrap things up for the week. Holy Cross team coming in here that has won 6 straight regular season Patriot League titles, either outright or shared. They shared it last year and lost out on the automatic bid. This team has not won a game yet this season, but I can hear Russ Huseman already saying, don't let that fool you. They've had 4 games decided by 1 possession or less. Their first 3 losses were by a total of 7 points. So thin margin of error. This team is that close to being really good, and it's only played 1 Patriot League game. Lost that one close, but they're still in a position where football games are important to them, and this is a program that is used to winning.
No doubt about it. Holy Cross is probably the best winless team in the country right now, I will say. And I'm sure Coach will say the same thing when we talk to him tomorrow during our weekly media availability. You can't look past any team in the Patriot League, and that's what we're learning. You see, you know, we go on the road, lose to Bucknell. The following week, Lafayette blows Bucknell out of the water. It's any given Saturday for these Patriot League teams, and it's something Coach has talked on a lot. You can't look past Holy Cross this Saturday.
It is a big Saturday for the Spiders, and I know the guys are really happy to be back at home, would like to get this win heading into the bye week. So it is a big Saturday at Robins Stadium, 2:00 game time. It is homecoming. It's also Hall of Fame weekend. We'll have the new inductees into the Richmond Athletics Hall of Fame. They'll be introduced and honored at halftime as well, and then all of the homecoming activities that will go along with the game and the weekend here on the University of Richmond campus. So 2:00 Saturday. Weather's supposed to be good. Knock on wood. Airtime on 106.1 ESPN is at 1:30. We're also televising live on Monumental Sports Network at 2:00, as well as ESPN Plus. Christian, I'm sure we are all looking forward to a home game right here at Robins Stadium this Saturday.
Absolutely. Home game, and hopefully some nice weather for homecoming. So looking forward to it, Bob.
He's Christian Gravis, Spiders Director of Football Public Relations. I'm Bob Black. Thanks to our special player guest, Spiders sophomore wide receiver Andreas Hill. And thanks to you for tuning in. We're going to hit pause next week. No podcast next week while the Spiders are on their bye week. We'll be back ahead of the following week and wrap up the Holy Cross game as well. So we'll see you in a couple of weeks. And most importantly, we'll look to see you at Robins Stadium Saturday for homecoming when Richmond hosts Holy Cross at 2 o'clock. Thanks for tuning in to the Spiders Insight Podcast.